Chapter 4.
Nath felt the full weight of the feline fury on him. Its claws dug into his back, peeled at his scales. He screamed. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Gorley pinned down underneath its other paw, wide-eyed.
Get off me!
Nath said in Dragonese. The beast stuffed his head into the dirt. Nath pushed himself up, straining underneath its power and weight, inching his way up off the ground.
I said, get off me!
Nath snarled. The dragon cat clocked him in the back of the head with its horns. Stars burst in bright spots before his eyes.
Sultans of Sulphur!
Nath twisted underneath the cat dragon. It pinned him down on his back, crushing his chest. Its jaw opened and struck. It bit down on his arm and flung him away. He skipped over the ground and into the stream. Slinging his mane of auburn hair over his shoulder, he dashed the water from his eyes. The feline fury was all over Gorley. It ripped his armor off and dug its paws into its flesh.
Great Guza!
Nath blew a fireball into his hand and flung it at the monster. The ball of flame exploded into its hide, and it let out a crying, cat-like howl. But it kept pounding away. Gorley was up on his feet. In a flash, he drew a gleaming blade from his scabbard. He flashed it at the fury. It crawled backward, head low, yellow eyes shifting back and forth. They had it flanked. Nath blew a fireball into each hand. The feline fury's ears flattened on its head. It made an eerier howl. It crouched back, ready to pounce.
You all right, Gorley?
I've got the few hunks out of me, but nothing I can't heal. This beast, Nath, it's been hunting me for weeks.
He stepped closer, slicing the blade through the air.
It will notify Selene, Nath. It seems I'm exposed. We both are, for that matter.
Nath figured Gorley was right. If Selene found Gorley, she'd kill him. If they killed the feline fury, she'd know that one of them was involved. Perhaps now was the time to make a break for it? No, with all the dragons and her army, it wouldn't take her long to hunt him down.
Gorley, I think it's time you left.
What?
I'll handle the fury.
No, Nath, we're in this together.
Sword high, Gorley advanced.
No, stop!
Gorley froze. The feline fury drew back, ready to spring at any moment. Nath flicked the balls of flame into the rippling water. They sizzled and disappeared. He kneeled down, eyeing the dragon cat. Summoning a power he felt deep inside, he said in Dragonese,
Come, come, great dragon cat. I'm a friend. You should know that.
Nath added, lying flat on the ground.
Nath, what are you doing? He'll gore you.
Growling at Gorley, the feline fury eased out of its stance and slunk closer to Nath. Nath spread his arms wide and welcoming.
Come, great dragon cat. Come.
He felt power. A connection with the dragon. Something he'd not felt before. Unlike Selene's other dragons, the feline fury had a cunning mind of its own. No longer under the influence of a spell or jackside stones, he stretched his fingers out as the beast inched closer.
Come, friend. Nath, get away. You're mad,
Gorley said in a loud whisper. Nath felt the tips of the dragon cat's whiskers and its lava-hot breath on his face. Its citrine-colored cat eyes bore into his. A purr rumbled in its great scaled belly, and it lay down beside him and licked his hand.
I'll be,
Gorley said. Nat smiled at Gorley.
Father once told me, you never make new friends unless you try.
As the dark clouds rolled over the skyline, Nath headed back toward the camp, heavy in thought.
Is Selene really going to kill me?
Gourley had made his case, filling in details Nath hadn't known. The ruse of Gourley posing as Sasha, in order to gain his trust, had infuriated him. But he believed Gourley now. The changeling had no reason to lie. But how would he deal with Selene? The feline fury nuzzled past him and took to the air.
Are you certain that beast is on our side now?
Gourley said, marching at his side.
It nearly ripped me apart a few times.
Me too,
Nath said.
But he's an ally now. He's made his choice. He just needed a reason, and now he has one.
He frowned.
Poor creature. All these years, Selene kept him through fear, rearing him for wrong. But a little kindness, a tad of submission, turned him.
Do you think that'll work with the rest of the dragons that want to tear out our throats?
Probably not.
They walked on, pushing along the path, less than a mile from the main camp now. Inside, Nath simmered. He'd been manipulated. He'd trusted in the truce, and now he knew it was all a lie. A ploy to keep him on the sidelines. Selene had used him to fool everybody, and it had worked quite well.
Nath,
Gourley said.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Deceiving you as Han.
It wasn't your fault, Gourley.
I was foolish,
the changeling said.
You were brave. Don't start doubting yourself now, Gourley. You risked your life for me. For the land. That's something.
He slapped his hand on Gourley's shoulder.
That's the mark of a true friend.
Thanks, Nath,
he said.
So do you really think we can fool her?
I don't see why not. After all, you fooled me. Plus, now we have another ally in the Fury. I think it'll be a good one. We'll see.
Still, something stirred in Nat's belly. He needed to be at full power, and he hadn't been for quite some time. Not since he'd flown that first time.
Selene has done something to me. I'm a fool not to have realized that.
Heavy raindrops began to pelt them from above. Soon, the path became muddy. Gourley kept chattering about things. He talked about Bletfer the Triant. Even Nath hadn't heard of such a creature. Gourley also told him about the heroes in the tavern, the ones who fought in the name of Balzerth. It made Nath's chest swell. Men, the most unpredictable of all, fighting in the name of his father. Did his heart good.
Things are going to have to come undone soon, Nath. The farce called the truce must end. I think that's on you.
It seemed sacrifices were being made all over. Nath felt like everyone gave something but him. He frowned as Gourley continued speaking. He couldn't stop thinking about Brenwar, Ben, Bezog, and Sasha. Did they still even live? As they reached the edge of the camp, a group of acolytes, tattooed and bald, greeted them.
You must come with us, Dragon Prince.
Why?
Nath said.
Has something happened?
Peacebringer,
said another acolyte.
High Priestess Selene has an urgent summons. She awaits you in her tent.
I see. All right, then.
He glanced at Gourley, but the helmet on his friend's head hid any expression.
Let's go, then.
He nodded as he left.
Commander.